Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, you're here again. What a good thing. Thank you for joining me. Truly, thank you for joining me. The thought that you wouldn't be here is heartbreaking and that I could be talking to myself. That wouldn't be good. I have so much for you today. We're staying close to home today because in the next hour, we're going to be chatting with Judy Riles, who's the CEO of the Huntsville, Alabama Convention and Visitors Bureau. And, you know, if you think that we generally talk about places that maybe are on your radar, on your list of must-visit places, and maybe Huntsville has never been one that's come up on your list, that's why we're doing this, because this place is a gem. It is an undiscovered treasure in the world of U.S. destinations that have some amazing places of amazing value. And if you go to sabrams.com, you'll find that last week on Saturday on Travelers 411, I interviewed Dr. Deborah Barnhart, and she is the CEO of the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, which is not some plastic thing like an amusement park just built for entertainment. This is a serious place. Very exciting. And they have a space camp. You can go for a week and experience what the astronauts experience. They want me to do that. I don't know if I'm ready, frankly, but they tell me that they take from 7 years old, and the oldest was some guy in his 80s or 90s or something. But I'm such a chicken, you know. I got to see the lay of the land before I jump into it. But we're going to be talking with Judy in the next hour, and then in the third hour today, we're going to be talking with Misty Williams from a hotel you need to know about in Huntsville that's going to take amazing care of you and put you 10 minutes away from that space camp and across the street from the Museum of Art. And I got to get down there to see their botanical gardens and their waterfalls. You show me a waterfalls and I'm packed to go. So we're doing that later. And I want to remind you that by somewhere between tomorrow and Wednesday, you'll be able to download the podcast of today's show, and it'll be there for the next 52 weeks. But we only keep the podcast for a year because we figure if you don't download it within a year, you're probably not going to. However, just in case, a year and a day from now, you get the urge to hear something you heard today, you can still find it at sabrams.com, in the show notes, at travelers411.com, in the directory It's cross-referenced in a good, I don't know, half a dozen to a dozen places at our family of award-winning websites where you can hear the archived audio. You won't be able to download it, but you certainly will be able to hear it. And the library of archived audio that we have stored at sabrams.com and travelers411.com has created the most remarkable and relevant reference library for travelers. So if you hear something today and you want your friends, your relatives, or yourself to hear it again for you and maybe for the first time for some other folks, send them along so they can hear it online. I'm taking you off today to start this hour to talk with a relevant voice related to making your travels more efficient, smoother, downright delightful at airports, and particularly at the airport check-in spots. And I know there are some of you going, "She lost her mid last marble, and what has she been drinking?" I'm going to tell you, it's now probably 7, maybe 8 years ago, because we're already on our second go-round of a five-year plan called Global Entry. We signed up for the U.S. best thing the U.S. government's ever done for travelers was Global Entry. Which is the fast track to get through re-entry into the U.S. and an out for American citizens, and also for some people in certain countries, and they go through the same process of what you go through to get this special approval, and helps you get home quicker when you're outside the U.S. And that expanded into, why don't we make it easy for people at security checkpoints? Because, you know, while we know there are bad guys out there in the world, between you and me, are you ever going to do something terrible in an airport or an airplane? You know you're not. So why do we have to go through, like, the criminal treatment when, you know, go get the bad guys and leave me alone? I mean, you know, there's nothing in my shoes but my feet. And so the Trusted Traveler Program became available for domestic U.S. travelers at airports to expedite and make your life lovely. And if you get Global Entry, the application fee for the Trusted Traveler is bundled into it. So we already had the Global Entry and they just rolled it out. So we were, you know, automatically covered in Trusted Traveler. And I certainly recommend that everybody get a passport. You never know when there's an opportunity to go someplace wonderful and you can just pick up and go because you have your passport. But for domestic travel, if you think you're never, ever, 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 ever going to cross a border and leave the U.S., then or get in a boat and sail out to a place that's not U.S. territory, you really ought to be looking at Global Entry, passport, Global Entry, and certainly the Trusted Traveler Program for the U.S. So I thought, rather than I go into great lengths explaining to you the value and what's cooking there, that we would invite on the director of Trusted Traveler Programs, Ken Saba, and we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th at 8 p.m., James Taylor and his all-star band are back again at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The July 4th concert will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets now at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am so happy to have Ken Saba, Director of Trusted Traveler Programs, which comes under the Customs and Border Protection people, because their website is, after all the W's, CBP for Customs Border Protection, cbp.gov/travel. So you can find whatever details you need to research there. Ken, thank you so much in your very busy day for making time for us.
You're welcome. Great to be here. Great to talk about, to be able to talk about GE and some of the other things we have that is, or that are designed to make travel a little bit better and a little bit easier for everyone.
And GE not being a company that makes products for your kitchen and your laundry room, but being Global Entry.
Correct, Global Entry. We call it GE for short.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. So, when I think the Global Entry program was kind of an outgrowth of other programs that I only sort of found out existed when I went to do my application for Global Entry online, because it mentioned, I don't know, I want to say NexusLexis, which is not what it is, but there are these people who know what that is. It's not this, but there are kind of funny other names for programs that allow people smooth and easy, efficient entry and exit from the U.S.
That's right. We have two other programs, Sentry and Nexus. You are correct, that is Nexus. And those were initially conceived going back, Sentry goes back over 20 years, but as land border programs and programs that were designed to get regular land border travelers across the border quicker.
Yeah, so like people that were living in Canada who come across the border to go shopping in the supermarket and go home. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Ken Saba, Director of Trusted Travelers Programs for the U.S. government. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby moved over the sea.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Ken Saba, Director of Trusted Travel Programs for the U.S. government. And, you know, once again, I am at the point where I feel terrible that you guys don't get to have an ear into what we're talking about while we're in the commercial breaks. Not to undervalue the value of our sponsors, you understand. But still, I learned that Ken Saba has... is approaching his 30th anniversary in government and has been associated with customs and border protection and all that good stuff. Maybe you can explain it better than I am. What brings you to this point that gives you the credibility to be the director of the Trusted Travelers programs?
Well, having started as an immigration inspector, somebody who's inspecting travelers as they get off their aircraft and arrive in the U.S., I believe gives me a good foundation. And then through the years in various jobs, learning about the entire travel continuum, and of course with the creation of CBP and the close relationship that CBP does have with the airline industry, with airports, that's given all of us a pretty good understanding of what we're all trying to do. We're all in this game together. We all benefit when things go smoothly, and we can do a lot better things when we work together. So certainly Global Entry and our automated passport control programs are an example of that kind of cooperation where we can deliver better service to the public.
So that means that in addition to the U.S. Domestic Trusted Traveler Program, you also are director of the Global Entry Program?
Correct.
Can you explain to my audience why I am in love? And now, honestly, we're in our seventh year as members of the Global Entry Program, and it is such a blessing. So why don't you, I'd like to encourage more and more of my listeners to go and sign up for it. So explain what it is and why I'm high on it.
Well, it's a very popular program. Altogether, we have almost 6 million people who have Global Entry benefits.
Wow.
What Global Entry does is for the person who is a frequent traveler or even an occasional traveler, if that person is willing to apply online to CBP, give us a pretty good detailed amount of information about themselves, their residence history, travel, work, etc. It allows CBP to conduct a vetting or a background check to determine whether or not that person is a low-risk traveler. And if we can make that determination, and we do in most cases, it allows that person a consistently expedited way to get through airports when arriving from foreign locations. So a consistent expectation to be able to process through CBP. They are a trusted traveler. There's a good responsibility with that. We expect them to completely abide by all the rules and regulations. But we trust them, and we realize that we don't need to focus as much officer time on them. So they literally go through the process, as you know, much quicker. They get a dedicated exit out of the CBP area once they pick up their bags in the baggage hall. And then, as you mentioned earlier, it comes with the added benefit of TSA PreCheck, TSA being one of our partner DHS agencies. If CBP has determined a traveler is low risk, that determination certainly holds for the TSA airport screening process. And that is another very, very big benefit of Global Entry, being able to get through those TSA screening lines through the pre-check lane.
Well, I want to go back a step to the Global Entry. The part that I enjoy the most on re-entering the U.S., either at an international arrivals terminal of a U.S. airport, or in the case of some destinations like Toronto, Dublin, and Shannon airports, where you and Toronto is in Canada, people. I didn't want to lump it in together with Ireland and have you think there's a Toronto in Ireland. There may be. I don't know of it, though. You get to go through that customs and border protection experience when you're leaving Ireland or you're leaving Toronto. When you land, you know, all foreign arrivals this way, and if you came from these destinations that way, and you just go get your luggage and leave because you've already done it. The customs people and the immigrations people, you already did that on the other side of the border. But if you're landing in the U.S., because in Ireland, you know, maybe you've got two flights going out, so at most you're going to have 500-600 people. You land in doing that, what you would do if you landed in a major U.S. international airport where you could have 10 flights just came in, each one's holding 250 to 300 people. So you got like 3,000 people standing in that immigration hall, some of them coughing on you, and you could be there an hour waiting until, even if every customs spot, you know, the immigration people are all lined up there and everyone is working, it could take you some serious time. And you come in off a flight that's been anywhere from 6 hours to 16 or 19 hours. You had enough already. You know, it's like, leave me alone. I just want to go home. And so it is a blessing to take your passport and not go in that great big line of people waiting to be processed. Go where they show a big arrow and a big sign that says Global Entry this way and kiosks this way. And you go up to a kiosk, you lay your passport on that kiosk, little place, they got a little arrow, put your passport here. You take your fingers, you put them down on the screen, and they scans your fingerprints, and it says, yep, that passport and those fingers belong to Stephanie Abrams. And welcome home, Stephanie. That's probably the only one in that airport's going to say welcome home to me, is that machine. And you put your fingers down, and then it asks you all those questions that you would be asked on that piece of paper, that skinny long card, that, you know, are you carrying more than $10,000? Did you pet a horse? You know, were you on a farm? Whatever, you know, the same questions you answer by tapping on the screen. So you don't have to fill out that paper in the airplane. And let them know in the plane, don't wake me up when you come through with that paper, because I'm going to be sleeping and I don't need to fill it out. And because you do it on the screen, and the whole process takes under 60 seconds. So it takes me longer to walk to a kiosk than it does to go through the process on the kiosk screen, and then it spits out a paper. And you take that paper and you go in and get your luggage. And then as you're exiting, somebody's going to ask you for that paper. And you're done. And even exiting, you get your own lane, Bob. Remember that commercial with the car? You got your own lane. So you go through and you're done and you're out and that's it. And God bless America. What a brilliant program. Stay with me. We'll be right back talking with Ken Saba.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana moon. I miss you when I'm in Kentucky.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Ken Saba, Director of Trusted Travelers Programs for the U.S. government. You know, I have no patience for people who want to tell me that their airport experience wasn't pleasant. I have given 101 ways to make your airport experience pleasant. Number one, arrive early, earlier than you think you're supposed to arrive, so you never feel pressured that you're not going to make your flight. Number two, get your boarding pass in advance if the airline allows you to do that by checking in online, so that basically all you have to do is let them know you're there and drop your luggage. Number three, be part of the Trusted Traveler program, which will help you ease through the security checkpoint. And leave yourself enough time to go and enjoy an airport lounge and enjoy shopping in the airport. Enjoy a bistro, a cafe, a munch, whatever. An airport is an amusement park for an adult, and it can be a lot of fun. But if you don't handle it appropriately, all I'm going to hear is your complaints, which I'm sorry, I have very little sympathy for. So you have to learn from this experience here and move forward properly. Ken, I have questions about the Trusted Traveler domestic TSA pre-check benefits. So first, would you run through when you get approved by filling out the form, and there is a fee, and you pay the fee online by credit card. I will tell you, people, if you are an American Express Platinum card holder, the global entry fee is $100 a person, and it's good for 5 years. So it's costing you $20 a person. Trust me, this is worth it. And even if you're just going on a benchmarking anniversary or birthday trip, buy it for yourself. It will take some hassle out of what could be hassle. And American Express Platinum cardholders get a credit of $200. So if you have you and your spouse and you charge the two $100 fees for the global entry, which also gives you the domestic Trusted Traveler, you will get a credit back on your American Express Platinum card for that fee. Additionally, you automatically become a member of the Priority Club and Priority Select, I think it's called, which gives you entry to this lounge where if you're not flying business or first class, so the airline you're flying with isn't giving you a lounge to hang out in, this is an oasis for everybody who's a platinum cardholder with American Express. It's so worth it. So worth it. But in any event, no matter how you're going to pay it, you've got it, it now gives you both global entry and domestic Trusted Traveler pre-check. So what happens for the Trusted Traveler who now is approaching? There's a real big line of people waiting to get through to go to the individual conveyor belts to take off their shoes, their belt, all the things in their pockets, take their computer out and all that jazz. What is the experience for the Trusted Traveler?
Well, for the Trusted Traveler, the pre-check lanes are available. And what that means, the pre-check lanes are similar to global entry. It's usually a dedicated lane at the TSA area, or in some airports, it's a separate TSA checkpoint altogether, only for Trusted Travelers. But in that TSA lane, in the pre-check lane, they can leave the traveler can leave their shoes on, doesn't need to take off their jackets, and leave their laptops and their their liquids bag inside. It's a much quicker way to get through the TSA screening.
Yeah, and on the liquid story, you still have to put whatever liquids and gels you're bringing on board in your carry-on in one of those little Ziploc one, was it a quart? It's the one that's a little bit bigger than the sandwich size, but not so big that, you know, you could put a turkey in it or a turkey leg in it. But, and each item cannot be more than, I think, is what, 3.4 ounces or something? I always go with keep it under 3 ounces, you'll be fine. It's amazing how much 3 ounces is, though. I mean, I'm always surprised when I look at something and say, should I take this perfume? Can I take it on? And it's only like 1.5 ounces. It's like, oh, look at that. I wouldn't have guessed. And jam it all in there and zip it up in a clear plastic Ziploc, one quart size, and put that in the suitcase. But now you don't have to take it out of your carry-on yet, but you still have to have it packaged that way. Okay, so here I am now in my 7th or 8th year with this program, because when it's good for 5 years, and at the end of the five-year period, we re-upped. And so I'm in my second go-round with this. When we get to a TSA checkpoint, if there is one of those metal detector devices that you walk through, I will, if I'm wearing something that has a lot of metal on it, I'll take it off. I have a belt with a really heavy metal or something. I will take that off. But, you know, you can leave on your shoes. You don't have to take your laptop out. You don't have to take the liquids out. You just put it all up on the conveyor belt and you walk yourself through. If there is a metal detector, I will walk through it. If there is that, put your hand in the ear, your hands in the air, and we will take some kind of a microwave of your body. I don't do that because I'm very skeptical about those machines. The first four, one of the previous four machines they found out had no value whatsoever. It was like the emperor's new clothes, and they removed it. The other machines that we were told were safe, at some point somebody said, well, maybe not so much. So I'm still waiting for the day we find out that these put-your-hand-in-the-air machines maybe aren't so healthy for your body. And so based on that, I opt out of that machine, which is your right to do, people. And what you do is you tell the person at the TSA checkpoint, I'm not walking through there. I prefer a pat-down. And they will get an officer who is of the same sex as you. And you might have to wait a few minutes because they're not always immediately available. And that's another reason you don't want to get to the airport too late, because you don't have time to mess around. So if you have plenty of time, it's no big deal. And then you'll go through a little gate area right there, a little door that flips open that circumvents that gizmo you're supposed to walk through and put your hands up. And somebody's going to give you a pat down. Now, every now and then... So I never understand why I need a pat-down if I am a trusted traveler, but I do understand I opt out of the machine, so hey. But every now and then, whether it's that machine, even before I've said something, or it's just a metal detector, I will be told I have been randomly selected for a pat-down. And I have said to the occasional person, you know, I'm a trusted traveler for whatever. Why me? This is such a waste of the government's time. I mean, the most you're going to find on me is a lollipop. It's like, no. Why does that... What is somebody waiting for me in some room that with a one-way mirror, and they say, there she is again. Grab her. We're going to pat her down. You have an answer for me, Mr. Saba?
I don't on that one. I would have to defer to my colleagues at TSA, but I really don't think they're... They're looking for you specifically.
Well, I have to tell you, for years, you know, I don't know if it's, I haven't been in Acapulco for years, but when you land in Mexico City and Acapulco in the past, I don't know if they've changed it, they have when you're picking up your stuff and you're leaving to go out of the airport into whatever Mexican city you've arrived in, they have a traffic signal. There's a red light and there's a green light. And when you go up, you hit the button, and if it's a green light, you continue with your luggage and you leave the airport. And I got to tell you, if you want a green light, get behind me, because I'm getting the red light. I don't know why. It's just like every time I go to Mexico, and I, you know, got to the point where I was convinced somebody's waiting for me to arrive. They're looking for me. I don't know why.
Keep in mind, for the CBP process, I mean, we're looking for a variety of things, and it may be that there's a particular threat that day, but probably more what happens more often is that we're trying to measure ourselves and see how well we're doing. So we do have compliance exams, and if you've been a Global Entry member for a while, you may not have had one of those yet, but someday it could happen. It doesn't mean anything other than we're just trying to make sure we're doing our job.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. That is a good idea. I greatly approve of that concept. Stay with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back because I got another question I got to ask. And we're talking with Ken Saba, Director of Trusted Traveler Programs for the U.S. government. Don't leave me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Hold me like you never let me go.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktail control, cocktail control, calling Papa Tango Charlie.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Talking with Ken Saba here, Director of Trusted Travelers Programs, part of the Customs and Border Protection Agency of U.S. government, and you can check out their website at C as in customs, B as in border, P as in protection. So it's cbp.gov/travel. And I'm sure that every question that is frequently asked will probably be answered there. I'm wondering, Ken, you know, I've seen all kinds of things happen at the point where you go to the TSA checkpoint, where people have gifts that are wrapped and somebody wants to see what's inside that because it looks funny when they x-ray it. And so the gift now gets unwrapped. So travel with unwrapped gifts, people. But I've seen people who would not understand why they weren't going to be allowed to get on the plane or go into the airport, the rest of the airport, with something that, you know, it was a sterling silver pie knife. You know, they look like a putty shovel. You know, they're kind of triangular or something to make it easy to take a piece of pie out of a pie plate that they were taking to somebody's 25th anniversary. But, you know, it because it was pointy at the end, it was identified as weapon-like, if not a weapon, and could not go aboard with these people. And, you know, now the president is not traveling with the people who are traveling. Do you get feedback from TSA checkpoints on, you know, the things that aren't going as smoothly as they ought to be because people aren't as informed as they should be?
Well, we do. And one of the things that CBP tries to do and TSA tries to do is, as much as we can, to make people aware of what the rules are and what they can bring and what they can't bring. And I think both of us, CBP and TSA, have that on our websites, have put out specific summer travel releases just to let people know what's available out there, what you can bring, and these reminders. If we can better prepare the traveler, then we can avoid some of those things where they are traveling with a gift or an item that, for safety reasons, can't go on board an aircraft, or for some sort of, for example, for CBP, if it's an agricultural product of some kind that might be made by a relative or something like that, but for U.S. agriculture reasons is not allowed to enter the U.S., we can avoid a lot of those problems if people just take the extra time to see what's allowed. And if they're in doubt, always declare that. That helps. Always tell CBP if you have something, if you're not sure. likewise with TSA. They have people you can ask, numbers you can call to double check with them as well.
You know, that is such an important point that you make, because I can tell you, just about every time I have traveled, there has been somebody who hasn't traveled either ever or in years. And they are just slowing up the mechanics of living because, you know, they wore gladiator boots that lace up to their thighs, takes a week to get them off. They've done things that, you know, they're carrying something or whatever. They have to half this robe. I mean, there are outfits I won't wear to the airport because they just have too many, you know, buttons and zippers, and, you know, it's going to be a problem. You just know it's going to be a problem. So, you know, why go there? And it really helps move the efficiency of getting people through lines when people have an idea of what you can do, what you can't do, what you can bring, what you can't bring. I mean, it's, you know, kind of sad that some people don't travel often enough. Even if they travel once a year, they don't remember from one year to the next. Is there some kind of brochure or something that people can get their hands on, online or otherwise?
Yeah, CBP has a variety of brochures. The best one for the person who doesn't travel frequently is the Know Before You Go.
Oh, I love that one.
Available online.
I love that one.
A to Z of what you can bring and what you should know and what you can expect when you travel.
That is so well done. It's so well done that I have mentioned that on the air before. I had no idea that you were going to bring that one up. But, yeah, that's among my favorite pieces of literature because it really does sort out for the traveler the things that you should know so that when you go to the airport, you are properly prepared. And, you know how awful it is to have something you thought you were bringing confiscated because, you know, you can't take that. It's either, you know, here, take it, go find yourself a mailbox and mail it to somebody. And because at that point, there's no way to get your luggage back to pack it in your luggage. So you want to plan to either have things shipped ahead or packed in your suitcase as your checked luggage rather than something that you're going to carry on board. I'll tell you one thing that's happened to me. And I should have known better because I was warned by somebody close to two decades ago. I was working with a hotel, and the director of sales arrived late because she was supposed to be there for that morning. But she came on a morning flight because the flight the night before she missed. And the reason she missed it was that she was given an extra sturdy examination at the TSA checkpoint. And that was because when they swabbed her laptop, it showed up with the chemical glycerin. And the glycerin, which is also an ingredient in an explosive, nitroglycerin, is also an ingredient in soaps and hand lotions. And while she was in the airport, or on the way to the airport, she put hand lotion on her hands and was working on her laptop in the cab. And then she got to the airport, so she had this fresh dose of the ingredients of the hand lotion lathering up, not that you could see it, on her keyboard of her laptop. And as a result, you know, they did a super duper examination. She was running late. She wound up missing her flight. I knew that story. You think I would have known better? I've told that story on the air before. And yet, about a year ago, I decided to put on some hand lotion, and then I decided to get my email the night before I traveled, and when I got to the airport the next day. Don't you know that happened to me? But happily, we were there with lots of extra time, and I got to know two of the nicest ladies who work in the Customs and Border Patrol TSA checkpoint people. They were just grand. So, and it all got resolved. But these are just those little things that help move you along well. I want to thank you so much for having joined us today. You've shared so many important things. Most of all, people, go check out the Know Before You Go brochure. And that'll turn up at cbp.gov/travel?
Correct.
Beautiful. And we're going to do that, too. Well, we've come to the end of the hour, and we're going to go off to Huntsville. And you don't want to go to Huntsville unless you're a trusted traveler, people. Stay with me after the top of the hour news. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.